Hi, this is a dictation for Andrew Himes, A-N-D-R-E-W-H-I-M-E-S. Date of birth is 7/29/1964. Date of service 6/29/2022. And date of accident 5/9/2022. Mr. Andrew Himes is a victim of an automobile accident where he was T-boned on a driver's side of his car, and he was traveling as a driver of a car restrained, leading to headaches with dizziness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, loss of concentration, erectile dysfunction, blurred vision, and spots in the vision. As well as he started having pain in the neck and lower back 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. However, the pain was without radiation to the arm or the leg. The patient also had pain in the and a spasm of the entire body. And patient has a hard time having a maintaining the erection problem. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. Reports his headaches are slightly better, and but dizziness, vertigo, and other symptoms are there. Neck pain and lower back pain is 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. He sees pain in the left shoulder, which is also 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. And he can only do 110 degrees of abduction with this arm. He reports weakness of the left arm as well as needle and pins and needle in second, third, and fourth finger. He experienced the same thing in the left arm as well, and the right arm. He has some pain in the both bottom foot. The pain is constant, and he has a difficult time walking, maintaining his balance. Pain level varies from 7 to 10. ADLs are affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Patient reports 20% improvement in the pain level. The ADLs are reported as follows. The general activity and sleep and enjoyment of life are affected 10. Walking ability, work, and relationship with other people are affected 9. Mood is affected 8. In the neurology and psych, patient reports that he's suffering from headaches, still moderately severe, associated with dizziness, vertigo, confusion, disorientation, vision disturbances, difficulty sleeping, fatigue, weakness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, anxiety, depression. In the pain and numbness, patient reports lower back stiffness, neck stiffness, shoulder stiffness, limited range of motion, pins and needle, nerve pain, numbness, lower back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, ankle and foot pain. And in the GI, patient reports nausea, vomiting, digestive problems, difficulty in swallowing, but denies any diarrhea, constipation, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or blood in the stool. In the GU, patient reports no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, patient reports asthma, trouble breathing, shortness of breath, but denies any chest pain, coughing. In last 30 days, patient reports the pain level has worsened, and no changes in the medical history, surgical history are reported, and hospitalization none, and weight loss 10 pounds. No other trauma is reported. Current pain medication is Norco. Substance abuse, patient reports no other chemicals to help in the pain. And compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 172/123. Pulse is 101 and pulse ox is 99. Rest of the physical examination is the same from previous visit of 6/22/2022, dictation number 0625-067. Please use general review and musculoskeleton and extremities examination only. Plan diagnosis, the same plan of care is to continue the pain medication, which is Norco 7.5/325 for 15 days, one tablet daily, along with Furoset 1 or 2 6-hour PRN for headaches. Migranol nasal spray 1 to 2 per headache, only Furoset doesn't help. The patient will continue with the following other medication, which are Celebrex 200 mg daily, Tizanidine 4 mg twice a day, Lyrica twice a day, 50 mg, Acifex 20 mg daily, twice a day, Voltaren gel, lidocaine patch, and Imitrex tablet only if severe pain. There are two refills on it. An MRI was proposed for cervical and lumbar spine only if it can be safely done. Patient has reported a bullet that was lodged 40 years ago. An X-ray has been ordered at the GMC hospital. If they approve that an MRI can be done, the patient should schedule an MRI to identify more detailed information. DMC Hospital is also requested to send all the information to us regarding the CT scan that was done at the visit of emergency room. So the patient is otherwise stable. He'll be re-seen in 15 days' time. Thank you. Since patient cannot walk well and losing balance, he is provided with a cane to prevent a fall.